A comeback story, the Australian play The Blind Giant is Dancing, first performed in 1983, is set to open in a new production at Sydney's Belvoir Theatre tonight. This play is about themes that, well, will ring bells, I know. How power, particularly political power, corrupts. Those at Belvoir say in the age of ICAC, the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption, of union credit card shenanigans and vapid leadership challenges, it's time for another look at this Australian classic. Stephen Sewell wrote this play more than 30 years ago, I think, and in fact he's written more than 30 plays. I'm happy to say he joins me in the breakfast studio right now. Stephen, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
And congratulations on this one getting another go round.
Thank you.
The director, Belvoir's director, Eamon Flack, says the political corruption and sexual harassment that pervades the Australia of The Blind Giant of 1983 still sits unpleasantly well in 2016. Do you agree with that? Do you think this play still resonates today?
Yes, it does. The play was written at a time, at kind of the beginning of the era of neoconservatism that's drawing to a close now. So it's an interesting play to look at, to consider what we were thinking about at the time that everything changed.
Okay, well, tell us about that. Tell us what you were thinking about in 1982 or 3 when you wrote this play. What were you thinking?
Well, it was a period of international debt crisis. It was written shortly after the coup in Chile, the 1973 coup in Chile, that saw the murder of Salvador Allende. It was a time of radical conflict. Left-wing conflict and revolutionary hopes. And it was a time for the suppression of all those things and the destruction of the Australian manufacturing industry. So the economy that we have today is a completely different economy. The kind of politics that we have today, it's a very different kind of politics. The status of women, you know, the kind of politics of women at the time, you probably remember, Fran, the significant part of feminism at the time was an equal wage justice. That all of those politics got transformed as the neoconservative forces undermined them and created the kind of economy that we have and the kind of world that we have.
Okay, talking about the world that we have, a lot of the themes you talk there are international themes, are global themes,
yes.
And it's no fluke that globalisation that emerged, you talked about the destruction of our manufacturing industry, that's a direct result of a globalised economy. You can't do it as cheaply here as you can do it in other countries, and that's what happened. Do you have a view now at this end of that curve, if you like, when we have a very small manufacturing base, of whether that was a bad thing that we lost our manufacturing industry or something that had to happen as we fought to maintain higher paid, higher skilled jobs?
I think it's... excuse me. It was a political decision, like all of these
decisions.
But was
it the right one?
It depends on how you on which end of the inequality scale you're on. You know, Australia has more billionaires now than it's ever had before. It's also got more inequality than it's ever had before. Is that a good result? You know, the other thing, of course, is that the international order, the international political order, is in complete disarray. It's not just Pope John. You know, the Pope.
Pope Francis.
Pope Francis, sorry. But Donald Trump even talking about, we're entering the world of the Third World War. The Third World War has already started. So that...
You mean with Syria, with Russia emerging, with the US and Russia?
Yeah. So just to jump back, that international order, that economic... that political international order in collapse is... obviously associated with an international economic order that's also in collapse. So are we better off now than we were you know, as a result of the political decisions that were made 30 years ago, are we better off? Absolutely not.
Do you think there's a lot of idealism in the play that then sort of idealism goes bad, gets shot down? Do you think an audience sitting there in 2016 is going to be a bit surprised or find that idealism a bit naive?
Or do you think we're seeing
a resurgence of that, in fact?
Well, you know, when Bernie Sanders in the United States can declare himself a democratic socialist and be seriously...
Jeremy Corbyn in the United Kingdom.
Absolutely.
Same.
Yeah. I think people are just sick and tired of continually paying for the disasters that the economic masters are dishing out.
It's 20 to 9 on Breakfast. Our guest is experienced and prolific playwright Stephen Sewell. His play Blind Giant is Dancing is getting another go round 30 years or more than 30 years after he wrote it at Belvoir Theatre in Surrey Hills in Sydney tonight, I think. You mentioned feminism was a theme then, and it was an active period for women's rights and feminism and equal pay strategies. We still don't have equal pay, of course. But one of the stars in this production at Belvoir, Yael Stone, who lives in New York, and she's a big hit, or part of the hit Netflix program Orange is the New Black, and I'm quoting her here. She says, "It's not a happy and empowered ending for any of the women in this play." What do you think of that statement?
I think that's absolutely right in the context of the play. Feminism, as you remember, the second wave of feminism, the feminism of the 70s and 80s, started as in reaction to the kind of domination, the male domination of the left agenda. The women got sick of handing out the tea and scones while the boys were in the front room making the political decisions. That's kind of that was a big part of the feminist push. So in the play, what one of the things that's kind of is revealed or looked at anyhow is how the masculine model of power and how to achieve power is actually destructive and disempowering for women.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? Because 30 years on, we're still having that discussion at many levels.
Well, it's not funny. It's tragic. It's terribly, terribly tragic. You know, when Julia Gillard was character assassinated so brutally in Australia by the media and the Liberal Party, it was totally revealing, an enormous revelation of how misogynistic Australia still is.
Well, I mean, you're right, it's not funny, but at the same time, 30 years on, we have had a female Prime Minister, we've had female Governor Generals, got a female Foreign Minister, so I guess on some indicators we've closed the gap, but certainly not enough. Stephen Sewell, thank you very much for joining us.
Great, great pleasure, Fran. Thank you.
Stephen Sewell, he wrote The Blind Giant is Dancing. He wrote it more than three decades ago, and it's being staged at Belvoir Theatre in Sydney in Surrey Hills. Kicks off tonight.